Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Addy with your 9 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, a group of Queensland scientists have discovered a population of highly endangered white-throated snapping turtles near Bundaberg. The turtles, known for their unique ability to breathe through their bottoms, were determined to be a breeding population. Scientists still remain baffled as to how the population came to inhabit the area, given that they're located several hundred kilometres away from other defined catchments. Nonetheless, the discovery of the breeding turtles is undoubtedly good news for the species. In national news, poor mobile coverage remains a key federal election issue in regional Australia, where blackspots are putting lives and livelihoods at risk. In Esperance, Western Australia, paramedic Paul Gorgon said, "Weak signals delay emergency responses." Labor has pledged to legislate universal mobile coverage by 2027 using satellite technology like Starlink, while the coalition promises improved telecom access but has offered fewer specifics. Farmer Kurt Whiting says signal dropouts hamper farm safety and grain sales. "We were definitely better off 10 years ago," he said. Locals urge investment in both satellite and mobile towers to bridge the digital divide. In international news, four people, including two Belgian teenagers, have pleaded guilty to smuggling over 5,000 giant African harvester ants out of Kenya, a haul worth up to $1 million in Europe. The ants, hidden in syringes, were seized at Nairobi Airport. The case signals a shift in wildlife trafficking, with syndicates now targeting insects vital to ecosystems. "We are not criminals, just naive," said teen David Lornoy. Experts say the trafficking of these seed-spreading ants is a part of a growing black market in biodiversity. Authorities warn such crimes threaten not only iconic animals, but entire ecosystems and environmental stability. For your weather today, Brisbane's cloudy with some slight fog. It's currently 22 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 28. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 6, which is in the high band. And that's all your news for 9. We'll be back at 10 with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Twitter and Facebook or head to 4zz.org.au. Easy peasy.